Welcome to the John Leonetti Show. Please hold while we connect your call.
Hey, I'm on the phone with Curtis Martin right now, founder of Focus, Fellowship of Catholic University Students. I actually asked him the question, what's more difficult, to bring a secular college student to the faith or a kid that's been away from the church back to the faith? You might be surprised by his answer. Like, subscribe, comment to this phone call, and send them out to as many people as possible. Thanks for listening.
Press 1 to sponsor a call. Thank you for your support. Please leave your message after the beep.
Hey, John, it's Matt over at Select International Tours and Cruises. Congratulations on the new podcast. We're so excited to support your work. We're also really looking forward to your upcoming pilgrimage with us. You know, even though we've been organizing Catholic group pilgrimage trips for over 38 years, we're always excited when a group goes out because we know how important pilgrimage travel can be for their faith. Could you remind your listeners that Select International offers pilgrimages to Catholic sites worldwide with award-winning itineraries that are custom-built for each trip? And that every trip they take directly supports Christians living in the Holy Land through our 501c3 charity, Select to Give. We'd love to see them on pilgrimage. Also, if you have any priests, deacons, or lay leaders who want to organize a trip for their group, we're ready to help. They can check us out at selectinternationaltours.com or just give us a call at 1-800-842-4842. Once again, that's 1-800-842-4842. Hey, thanks again for choosing Select. Good luck on the podcast, and we'll see you on pilgrimage.
If you would like to sponsor one of our calls, email us at thejohnleonettishow@gmail.com. And now, for your listening pleasure, The John Leonetti Show, calling all Catholics. Enjoy.
The Curtis Martin.
The John and Leonetti.
What do I owe the pleasure here? Thank you for taking my call, man.
Hey, long time friendship. Great to be with you. Always is.
You gotta take me back. First of all, where are you? What are you doing now? Let's get into that.
I just got back from Austria, and I'm actually sitting in my house. I've had a wonderful week. We've been training missionaries in Nebraska. We've been training missionaries in Florida and in Austria. Just got back from Austria. It is fun to watch people coming alive in Christ all over the world.
So you have been at Focus how long now? How long have we been doing this thing?
This is coming up on 28 years.
How many Focus missionaries have gone through in 28 years?
Yeah, about 3,000 full-time missionaries, including the 1,000 that are serving right now, and about 80,000 college students. So it's really exciting. We're starting to see some momentum. And John, what I'm really excited about, the numbers are cool, but you could be counting anything. These people are game changers. They're family changers. They're parish changers. They're not only going into seminary, but then they're ordained priests. They're not only priests, but they're becoming pastors. And so really, they're over time, lots of people that are really on fire for Christ, moving into places where they can now make real differences in people's experience of Christ in the Catholic Church.
You know, large like conferences, Steubenville's and things like that, they changed my life when I was a kid, right? I mean, I went to those, and just having that experience for like 2 or 3 days, immersing myself with other people that love the faith. I mean, it does. Like you said, it changes everything, and it did for me. But yours was such a different approach, and you still have conferences and all that kind of stuff, but yours was such a different approach, man. It was just, it was the gospel, truly. I mean, that was your idea, but doing it on college campuses, I got to think people thought this is never going to work.
No, I actually had people in the early years, I'd sit down and interview them, and they'd say, I would love to do this, but I'm not going to do it because there's no way this is going to work.
Yeah.
And it's always worked, right? I mean, we can look at Jesus. He gave the Sermon on the Mount. It's his most famous homily or set of talks in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. It's amazing. But he did that once. He spent time with Peter, James, and John and the others every day for years. When he gave the Sermon on the Mount, they were right there with him. But they also walked to the mountain with him and walked back to the mountain. This investment in people, while you can do other things like major conferences, like you said, we do, this investment in people, I think, is the Christ-centered, we're imitating Christ, way to do to share the gospel. And you can do all kinds of other stuff in addition to it. When you skip that stuff, you lose so much of what's going on. Because I had the same thing, John. Major conferences and different things changed my life, but it was actually the ability to then walk with people who also went to the conference, who we then decided to live differently. That was the game changer for me.
So how do you evangelize? And I'm asking Curtis Martin that, right? The most effective way to evangelize and to bring Jesus into someone's life.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. I would sit back and say the most effective way is whatever way works. But I think the systematic way, we're trying to get people to realize, look, you could be a hunter-gatherer and go out and try to look and see if you could find an apple or a potato. Or you could be a farmer and actually plant apple trees or potato plants and know exactly where they're going to grow. We're trying to get people to be systematic. Now, God does crazy stuff. It's awesome. I mean, you can't plan for Our Lady of Guadalupe showing up in the 1500s.
That's kind of unique.
But you can ride that wave. The most effective way I know is to go love people who themselves don't yet love Christ, or they love Christ, but they could follow him more effectively. Go love them first, get in their lives, and in the midst of friendship with them, you establish or deepen friendships with Christ. That's what farmers and ranchers in the spiritual life, as opposed to hunter-gatherers, do. And we've seen a lot of fruit there.
So what changes in someone's life when they meet Christ? What have you found over the years?
Well, I think everything changes. I know in my own life, when I gave my life to Christ as a 20-year-old in college, my grade point average went up by 1 point and stayed up for the rest of my college and graduate school career. My attitudes about life, about women. I mean, I didn't think I have very high regard for marriage because, let's be honest, I wasn't in the top 50% of guys, and I wasn't dating the top 50% of girls. All of a sudden, I'm a Christian, and Christ is the center of my life, and I'm meeting women who are Christians who have Christ in their lives, and all of a sudden, my attitude about marriage changes. I would argue there are journal articles being written every week about the falling birth rates in the first world. Your attitude about children will change. You know, I have 9 children. I sat with most of them last night. They weren't all here, but I think 7 of them were. And we were just talking about life for about an hour and a half. It's so cool to watch that. But we're not just alive. We're living with mission. And that makes you want to be a parent, makes you want to be a husband, makes you want to be involved in family. And so everything changes when Christ and his mission is at the center of your life.
What's more difficult, bringing the gospel into a college student's life, secular university, or bringing the gospel into your son or daughter's life?
Well, I would say that sons and daughters.
A lot of people are asking that question these days. How do I get my kid back?
Yeah, no. And I think sons and daughters are tough because we're all sinners and we make mistakes. And our kids see them more often than the people on the college campus.
Yeah.
We're also serving now, you know, dozens of parishes. And the early work, we've been at about 7 years. We've got about 25 parishes with full-time missionaries. The work in parishes actually, at least early on, seems to be bearing even more fruit than the campus. So the campus, the parish, the family, it's everywhere. And I literally, a week before we had a family reunion, and I sat with my kids and I said, look, I want to apologize. I failed you guys countless ways, and you're very aware of it.
You said this to them?
But I've always wanted what's best for you.
Really?
And by the grace of God, all 9 are practicing their faith.
Amazing.
The ones that have children are raising their kids as practicing Catholics. It's super cool.
How do you go 9 for 9 with kids? I mean, that's like, it's a record.
Well, I'm sure there are lots of other people who did it. I will tell you that Jesus Christ is critical. My wife is better at it than I am. Marrying well is critical. And then I just have tried to be really clear with our kids, my wife and I both, the entire time. There's only one thing that really matters. A million years from now, you're going to be in heaven or you're going to be in hell, and nothing else is going to matter. And all we care about is that you're in heaven. And while you can care about other stuff, and we do care about other stuff, we don't care about anything more than that. And I think they've heard that as we've repeated over and over again. We tried to love them and have fun with them. At the times, we've had to correct them. But just being really clear, this is what success in life is about. You die, you go to heaven, you win. You die, you go to hell, you lose. Yeah. That's it.
What's next for Focus?
You know, I just got off the phone in the previous hour with one of our key vice presidents, and we are about to introduce a substantial plan for the next 10 years, really experiencing tremendous impact with people. In the last 2 years, Focus has increased the places we serve by 20%, which is great. A lot of Catholic organizations not growing. 20% is super cool. But the number of people we've reached has not gone up by 20%. It's gone up by 90%.
Wow.
We believe that between campus and parish, working more effectively with our alumni, with our benefactors, that we're in a place where we can actually see exponential dramatic growth in the next 10 years. Cultural shaping, certainly lifetime shaping growth over the next 10, hopefully 10 plus years.
One of the coolest things for my family, and I don't say this lightly, is you know, we want to support organizations and people that are doing incredible things. And we're picky about it. I mean, we just are, my wife and I, we always have been. We sit down at the beginning of every year, kind of lay everything out, which organizations that we'd like to support and not. And I mean, Focus Missionaries have always been like sincerely at the top of the list, right? I mean, the work they're doing, just getting into people's lives. I can't say no to someone. I hope there's no like Focus Missionaries listening right now, but I hope there are.
I'm going to share it with all of our missionaries.
I mean, they're incredible, no, man. I mean, what you're doing there.
Asked us to join them, but I'm right with you. How can we say no to them? And what I love about it is what we're seeing now, John, is and this is not by surprise, but disciples live more generous lives. So whether it's time or energy or talent or even financial contributions, young people who commit their lives to Christ and live as disciples. So by giving to these missionaries, you actually can give to other organizations because they're not going to give all their money back to Focus. We've done the research. They don't give even 10% back to Focus. And we don't want them to. Go support your parish. Go support your diocese. Go support other Catholic apostles with your time, your talent, your treasure, your prayers, your sacrifices. I mean, and that's what they're doing. And it's super cool to watch us unleash by the grace of God spiritual energy back into the church at every level. And so I can't stop investing in the missionaries. They're unbelievable.
I love it, man. Curtis Martin, you're a heck of a human, brother. How can we pray for you?
Yeah, well, we've already hit the topic. If you could pray for our family, it's a work of grace. And if you could pray for the flourishing, first of all, of our Focus Missionaries, and then the fruitfulness of our Focus Missionaries, that'd be awesome.
We'll do it, man. We'll say a Hail Mary when we get off the phone. God bless you, Curtis. Thanks for taking your time on the phone.
Thanks, John.
God bless. God bless. Bye-bye.